But I think it'd be reasonable to just get started and then she'll join us.
We're good.
Do you want to let me know when you're recording?
Yep, we're good to go.
Okay, are you guys good to start? I am Emily Hart Hayes, Chairperson of the Certified Nurse Midwife Board. I would like to call this meeting of the Certified Nurse Midwife Board to order. It is now 4:03 p.m. on September 4th, 2024. This meeting will be conducted electronically and is anchored in room 475 of the Heber Wells Building in Salt Lake City, Utah. Notice of this meeting was provided as required under Utah's open meeting laws. In compliance with Utah's open meeting laws, this meeting is being recorded in its entirety. Minutes will be prepared of this meeting and will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website. The recording and approved minutes will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website no later than 3 business days following the meeting. The following board members are in attendance: myself, Emily Hart Hayes, Chairperson, Jennifer Miller, Jessica Ellis, and I have to click between screens to see if anyone else has joined us. The following board members are absent: Christina Elmore and Marty Nightingale. The following individuals representing DOPL and the Department of Congress in the Department of Commerce are in attendance: Jeff Bouchon, Board Manager, and Kelly Ariola, Board Secretary. We welcome any visitors and interested persons at this time. As a courtesy to everyone participating in this meeting, we ask for all cell phones, pagers, and other electronic devices to be turned off or changed to silent mode. Please mute your microphone unless speaking. If you are a guest joining via video or by phone, please enter your full name in the chat box and state your name before speaking for the record. Board motions and votes will be recorded in the minutes. Let us now proceed with our agenda. So our agenda today includes just a few items. One real item is to just review our just June 6th minutes and review them for approval. Has everyone had a chance to read the June 6th minutes? I see some heads nodding.
I move, yes, this is Jessica Ellis. I've had a chance to read them and I move that we approve the minutes from June 6th.
I second that.
Wonderful. And Jennifer seconds that motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And all opposed. We have approval of the minutes with a quorum, Jeff. It's a something to celebrate.
You.
I think that is our only agenda item.
There's a couple things, environmental scan and legislative updates.
Oh, wonderful. Environmental scan, if any.
I really don't have anything. I'm not sure if the board has any for that section. No. Legislative, I don't have anything except for this will be the final meeting for the Certified Nurse Midwifery Board. October 1st will be the new combined board with the Board of Nursing. And we're still interviewing at this time to find the final composition of the members to that board. So I just thank all of you.
So if any members of our board today applied to that position, they should be receiving any information via their personal contact. And then this approval of these minutes would then go to that board.
Yes, to the combined board would approve these minutes. I just really appreciate everyone who has served on the Certified Nurse Midwife Board over at least the 7 years that I've been here. It's been a pleasure, and all of you are definitely professionals and have been wonderful to work with.
You've made it easy, Jeff.
Go ahead.
We appreciate you and all the work you guys do.
Oh, thank you. Who's joined us?
That's Marty.
This is Marty. Sorry.
Hi, Marty.
Cool. Welcome.
We were able to approve the minutes, and that was really our only agenda item from the approving the June 6th minutes. Were you able to review those?
Yes, I was.
Any opposition or comments?
No. Sorry, I was late jumping on. I apologize. I'm on call.
No worries. Life, it's life.
Right.
So Jeff was just saying that this will be our last meeting as a certified nurse midwife board, and that the next meeting will be October 1st with the combined board of nursing and certified nurse midwives, and that they are still in the process of reviewing applications of certified nurse midwives to fill the two seats that are designated for CNMs for that board.
A point of clarification, October 1st is the implementation date of the code change, but the actual Board of Nursing meeting October 10th.
Perfect. I saw that on the agenda saying next meeting, so I was a little confused by that. October 10th is that next meeting.
Yep. The meetings will always, unless the new board decides otherwise, it's always the second Thursday of the month.
Wonderful.
And all of you are definitely welcome to participate.
And Jeff, do you have applications to review from more certified nurse midwives, or do you need additional applicants?
I have one more interview tomorrow. So otherwise I've interviewed everyone. So to date we've had, let's see, 3 midwives apply.
Oh, good.
Nice.
So I was happy to hear that and see that, because we want your profession represented also on this new combined board.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that we have some folks interested.
Yep.
Okay, so that was our environmental scan and then legislative update. And unless anybody has anything else to add to that environmental scan, I think we can move forward with adjourning our meeting.
Okay.
Back to the other document. That's a Word document. Okay, here we go. End of meeting. It is now 4:10 p.m. and this meeting is adjourned.
All right.
Thank you all.
A little sad.
I know. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you,
everyone.
Thanks for putting up with us, Jeff and Kelly.
No.